A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. We don't know anything more than that.
The day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld reveals the Pentagon is missing trillions of dollars that cannot be accounted for.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
To understand how the Pentagon can lose track of trillions.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon.
There's still a line at the Exxon here. They still have regular unleaded. The backup is going through the intersection.
Terror will not stand, and the United States is ready to lead that coalition.
I'm not the type to toss and turn worrying about something. If I'm not sleeping, it's because I'm plotting how to deal.
But it's not really about Alex Jones, is it? It's about the idea that companies can make it impossible for your voice to be heard.
The Illuminati know that they're finally primed. I'm protected because I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Marathon runner Bill Ifrit is knocked to the ground. A second explosion goes off.
The Anti-Defamation League has declared Pepe a hate symbol.
The people that chased her through into the tunnel were the same people that were taking photographs of her while she was still dying on the backseat of the car.
Bitcoin's historically traded at 2.5 times its mining cost, so it's not out of the question that it could be over 20,000 by the end of the year.
Festival in Las Vegas. The deadliest shooting in U.S. history happened when Jason Aldean was performing.
And I'm thrilled to be here with all of my friends.
He seems made of Teflon, that what he said about John McCain, what he said, it's like, oh my God, how is this man going up in the polls?
It shows Trump making strides in two key swing states. He's now leading in Florida and Pennsylvania, where he trailed almost a month ago.
Go ahead. No, not you. Not you. Your organization's terrible. I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
We have to stop with political correctness.
Enough is enough.
For the real victim of the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
Attorney General Barr has shown in the last few months that he's more interested in protecting Donald Trump and not protecting America's interests.
We're standing here at the Supreme Court. The Republicans think they're going to get the court to reverse Roe versus Wade.
Gruesome scene in Miami. This is a naked man. He was shot dead on Saturday by police because he was gnawing off another man's fate.
The Republican governor, who allowed lead to poison the city's water supply, will no longer be providing the town with bottled water. Flint, Michigan doesn't have clean drinking water. It still has lead.
Every kid in Flint who drank that water is now at some risk for long-term effects.
And a lot of people tried to stop me, and they still will, and you know they will. But the truth is, it's not working.
And it's because of this alert. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. And this is a warning that was sent to people's phones.
Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano have also been warned to get out. Those who remain face arrest and the possibility that no one will be there to rescue them.
Say that there were people who actually crossed the border illegally that were associated with the caravan by climbing over a metal scrap wall.
And Liberty Island in New York City is being evacuated now because of a person trying to climb the Statue of Liberty.
Hello guys, I'm Mr. Alan C, and you're going to want to subscribe and please drop a thumbs up right now on this video so I can share with you these Illuminati cards. We have over 700 of them. They were released by Steve Jackson Games back in 1994 and 1995. They were scheduled for prior release until the Secret Service raided Steve Jackson Games' offices.
He showed up telling us that his Illuminati BBS and all his other computers had been confiscated. It was the Secret Service that came.
Taking their computers that had the files for these, they literally had to sue them to get them back, and there's records of this court case. Also, a lot of these cards seem to predict the future. I'm going to show you several. Well, I'm going to show you all of them, actually. I need you guys to like this video. It's so important. Please leave a comment if you see any cards that predict the future or something going on currently that I missed because I'm making documentaries about these cards. Last but not least, when I show you the cards, be sure to pause the video and read the card descriptions. It's going to blow your mind, guys. Enjoy. So important you hit a thumbs up on this video, subscribe, and comment if you can. Just a quick note from me, Mr. Alan C. I made this video so you can view it full screen on your phone the tall way. It's going to be like you're holding these cards in your hand in HD quality. Guys, I did this so you can read the descriptions and you can comment below this video and let me know all your thoughts about the cards to help me make my next documentary about these cards to share with the world. Steve Jackson hid a triangle in every one, like the Illuminati pyramid or triangle, so try to spot it in every card as well. It's hidden in every single one.
Thank you.